The Senate Energy Committee tackled the oil and gas part of its massive energy bill in Washington today. Alaska Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski tried and failed to rally support for directional drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. APRN's Libby Casey reports.
Senator Murkowski's ANWR amendment fell short on a vote of 13 to 10, with one Republican, Senator John McCain of Arizona, voting against it, and one Democrat, Mary Landrieu of Louisiana, crossing over to support it. Murkowski tried to convince the rest of the committee's Democrats that her proposal for directional drilling is different than the scores of past efforts to open the Arctic refuge.
Mr. Chairman, I also know what the definition of insanity is, and that's when you keep doing the same thing over and over and over again. I'm expecting to get a different result. I am not advancing an ANWR amendment that opens up the whole coastal plain. What I am proposing is an amendment that would allow us to use our technology to take the resource from under the land without disturbing the surface.
Murkowski's proposal would only allow drilling outside the refuge in state lands, siphoning the oil from underneath the ground. She did concede that it would require testing in the area, which environmentalists are opposed to. But Murkowski says she's a believer in the technology.
Some out there have called this a Trojan's horse, that what we're going to do is, you know, we're gonna march in under false pretenses and somehow or other change the rules of the game. I don't have any intention of doing that.
The committee's chairman and top Democrat, Jeff Bingaman of New Mexico, says directional drilling in ANWR is a legitimate topic when crafting an energy bill, but ultimately voted against it. Washington State Senator Maria Cantwell summed up the opinions of many Democrats on the committee.
I think the technology is untested in this environment, and I think it's a question of whether it will cause damage to the tundra and the permafrost. And it's still going to include massive drilling in an industrial complex to be on the western border of the Arctic Wildlife Refuge, which we as a country have decided for many years that we want to protect.
Even though Murkowski's plans for the Arctic Refuge were shot down, she did get support for an amendment relating to the eventual dismantling of the Trans-Alaska oil pipeline. Murkowski expressed concerns that when the line reaches 50 years of age, it will qualify under current law for historic preservation. She says that could crimp plans to build part of a natural gas pipeline in the oil pipeline's corridor.
Wouldn't it be bizarre if in an effort to comply with this National Historic Bill, that we would not be able to site a natural gas pipeline in that same corridor because it would be obstructing the view of this historic pipeline. So I'm trying to eliminate a little bit of the confusion that could be raised.
Murkowski's amendment designates three segments of pipeline for historic preservation and allows the rest of it to be dismantled. The original pipeline legislation said the 800-mile line would be taken apart once the oil runs dry. Murkowski has also won bipartisan support for provisions that would help finance an Alaska natural gas pipeline. They've been included in the main text of the oil and gas part of the energy bill, and no one contested them at the markup. Debate will continue on Thursday. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.